Let us just reflect on what's happened today with Alan Rusbridger. He was editor-in-chief of The Guardian, which really first published the phone hacking exposés for many years, in fact, from 1995. He's now editor of Prospect magazine. First of all, Alan, I'm interested in whether you're glad this has settled or whether you were waiting and hoping there would be a court case, as Harry had said, where all of this would be litigated in front of a judge.
Well, I think in an ideal world, it would all have been aired as it was with the Amerigroup newspaper case, and a judge could have made findings of fact. But the blunt truth is that somebody at the end of this trial was going to have to fork out maybe £10 million, and Prince Harry has made sure it's not him. And he's also secured the admission that unlawful activity was happening at The Sun. Until today, the Murdoch group in the UK has consistently denied that. They've moved from their initial defense that it was one rotten reporter to it was one rotten newspaper, and now we know that it was two rotten newspapers at least.
So is it your theory that there was really an attempt to draw a line, close News of the World, but protect, if you like, two-thirds of the empire with that sacrifice of News of the World being made?
I think that's what's happened, and even now I'm trying to read the strange limited denial by News Group, as it now is, saying that these unlawful activities that happened at The Sun weren't by reporters or weren't working for reporters. It begs the question of who these private investigators were working for. So I'm not sure there's been total honesty even now. And I think the question now is, are Parliament, the regulator, the police, are we going to normalise this kind of Murdoch behaviour over 15 years, or are people now going to do something about it?
Do you want, then, the police to take this up? I mean, there may be a kind of feeling that we are too many years on now for this to be reinvestigated.
Well, this is the most powerful newspaper group in the country. It's had great influence over public life and politics for 40, 50 years now. And the chief executive editor is Rebecca Brooks, who was editor of The Sun from 2003 to 2009, which has now been admitted to being running criminal activities at the time that she was editor. So it's not really finished. And it's difficult to think of any parallel in corporate life where the chief executive would be accused of these kind of activities and would still be there, and the regulator would do nothing. So that's why I say it's really a question as to whether we want to normalize this kind of behavior, shrug, say, well, it's been going on for a long time, let's leave it behind, or whether the authorities really have to do something.
Which, in your view, because you're essentially obviously saying the paper did illegal stuff, and there was a cover-up of that illegal stuff going on at The Sun. It's taken years for it to come out. Which is the more serious charge, in your view, the sin or the cover-up?
Well, I think legacy media, as we were forced to call ourselves nowadays, is in some trouble because people don't trust us. And I think for such a prominent media organisation, not only to have indulged in this kind of criminal behaviour, but to have lied about it consistently for so long, it is really damaging to the cause of journalism as a whole. And I think we need to know, first of all, whether lies were told to the Leveson inquiry, whether lies were told to MPs. And I think MPs need to really ask themselves as to the evidence that would have emerged in court, that the MPs on the Culture Media Select Committee that was looking at Murdoch were themselves subject to having their communications intercepted. Is that okay? Are we happy with that? Is that something that we're just going to let lie? Or are people going to actually not allow this to just wither with this judgment today?
All right. Alan Rusbridger, thank you for that.